us now. Should be a part of something huge. So as you sit here, some awareness is within the aliveness, the presence that you are, as the consciousness in which whatever you perceive appears. And that means you're deeply rooted in being. And the rest is existence. Being is that which is not manifested as a form, the underlying one in life. Existence is that, the word already tells you that, it's that which stands out. Ex ist from Latin, stands out, ex, out. So that which exists is a form that comes out of the unmanifested and manifests as a thought, as a body, as a solar system, a galaxy, or blade of grass, or microbe. So existence is whatever you can perceive with the senses, and beyond, there are other things that you cannot perceive that's also existence. Spirit presences also exist. Devas, nature spirits, exist, although most humans can't sense these things, see them anymore. Gods probably exist. Gods, beings, angels, whatever you want to call them, all kinds of entities, and yet they exist. They may be deeply rooted in being. They may not be under the illusion that they are separate little entities. And yet they exist. They can be and exist at the same time. They can be rooted in this one source of all life and be out as an acting agent in the sense-perceived world. And we are learning that also. Nature also is rooted in deeply in being, but at an earlier stage, natural connectedness with being without yet knowing it fully. So this is a very powerful way of connecting with being, connecting with your body. It's more than body. The invisible life that animates the body, the intelligence field. And then it's so much easier to go about this world without needing to label everything immediately. As soon as it enters your field of perception, some automatic thing comes into motion that comments on it, how absurd, and interprets it immediately to fit into what I need and what I want and what my story is and what my old likes and dislikes are, and immediately you have a running commentary on everything you see. It's a bit like almost like the robot from the future in some of these films by our friend Arnold. And so this robot from the future comes, and then sometimes the viewer of the film looks through his eyes, and whenever he sees a new situation, his field of vision is like a computer screen, and then the computer screen analyzes the situation. Male weighing such and such at height, approaching at such and such a speed, carrying a submachine gun, level of threat 9. And all kinds of quick analysis. Now, if anybody had to do that, they would be very slow. If you had to analyze analytically every situation, imagine driving a car like that. That's why even the most powerful computer in the world cannot yet drive a car from A to B in a small town. Just can't do it. And a human doesn't need to be particularly intelligent, it seems, to be able to do that. this breaking it down into little bits of information is almost how the human mind, the conditioned mind, when you're lost in it, how it operates. You meet somebody and immediately you start formulating opinions and judgments and compare him or her with yourself and see where he or she fits in. Are you better, higher, more spiritual, more wealthy, better looking, stronger? Or you feel inadequate or feel better? Oh, there's this game. And perhaps I can add her to my sense of self. I can make her my wife and she'll look good next to me. It sounds absurd, but that's how the mind works. And of course, you're not meeting anybody at all. You're meeting your own thoughts. Continuously, you think you're interacting, you're having relationships with other human beings. You're only having a relationship with your mind. And then you marry her or him. And she has the same problem. A little later, they can't stand each other anymore. Two minds meeting. So that compulsion to go about the world and, according to your conditioning, immediately interpret everything and immediately have an opinion about it. And I'm always perplexed when, after somebody asks me, what do you think of this person, such and such, that perhaps I have just met or whatever. Nothing. What is there to think?